Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal American accent coach, and today's episode is focusing on the letter A. That's right, the letter A, which has many different sounds. Today we're going to talk about four of them, four of the strong ones that you'll hear. It actually has more sounds that it would make, but I want to talk about the four strong sounds that you absolutely need to develop and distinguish if you want to communicate effectively with American English speakers. Let's talk about the first sound here. The sound that I just made when I said the letter, it sounds like A. 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 It requires two clear movements to make it. It's strong in the beginning, and it makes a sound like eh, eh, like an E. And then you bring your jaw up to make this fading ye sound. So it comes out like a, a. Two movements are needed to pronounce this sound. Now, the trouble that a lot of non-native English speakers will make is that they won't move their jaw as they pronounce this, and they'll just say, eh, eh. For example, Monday, Tuesday, payday, eh. This happens because they're not getting any movement. It's essential that we finish this sound off with your jaw raising up, like, ye, eh. Now, like always, we're exaggerating this. For example, I didn't just say exaggerate. I said exaggerate. But in order for your muscles and your brain to recognize this and do this quickly and easily later on, you've got to over-exaggerate it for now. So repeat a few words after me here. And project that A sound right from your diaphragm in each. Say April. Way. Able. Take. Exaggerate that. Make sure that you're moving your jaw as you pronounce it, getting two clear sounds, e and ye, a. And you'll be able to pull that off easier in the long run. Now, what do these words have in common? Why is it making an A sound? Well, first off, ending words, we got words ending in A-Y, right? Say, way, a. All right, so that's one common denominator. Another common denominator here is when we've got a and it's coming before another vowel sound, or a in close proximity to an e, like plain, late, take, a. Those are a couple of indicators that we need to make this diphthong, this moving sound. Now, we will come back to moving sounds like A shortly, but why is it that sometimes A sounds like ah? You ever notice that? Ah. Or ah. 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 I'm not moving for those ones. Ah, ah. It's the same letter, but I'm making a pure vowel. I'm making a vowel that isn't modified, it isn't distorted, it's just one position that's held out. Sometimes stronger, sometimes weaker, but ah and ah are widely used A sounds as well. So let's talk about them. First off, ah. Now, this is what I call a broad A. Ah. The technical word for it is the open back rounded vowel, but I don't like that name, so I call it a broad A. Now, this sound is shared between the British and American accents, just like A is shared between American and British accents, but the American accent doesn't use it as much as the British accent does. Now, a lot of people have adapted to use the ah sound for most of their A sounds. And I want you to know that that's not really a bad thing, but if you want a sound that's closer to American ears, then mostly just use ah for these two indicators. Number one, when we have A before an R in a word, and there are no other vowels, when we have A, R together in a word, but there are no other vowel sounds to change how we pronounce A. So some examples of this. Party. Hard. Car. Star. Garden. Now another example of ah is when we've got W-A in a word. W-A. And there are no other vowel sounds around to modify A. So for example, want, water, wash. These are getting an ah sound. So that's two out of four A sounds that we're going to cover. What comes next? Well, next up is the short A, like ah. Now, when we have A, and it's beside another type of consonant that isn't R and isn't W, we're going to get the sound ah, ah. Now, the difference between ah and ah is what your tongue and your jaw do. When I say ah, my tongue is kind of more rounded in my mouth, pointing towards the roof of my mouth, and my jaw opens up a little bit wider. However, when I say ah, like in water, ah, my jaw does not open as wide, and my tongue is lower in the center versus high in the center. Ah, 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 ah. So A's pronunciation, it changes, once again, depending on where it is in a word and the letters around it. Now this ah sound is widely used all across North America. It's pretty well distinct to the American accent, and it's one of the major indicators between American English and British English. So we want to adapt this ah sound to get something that's more distinctly American. Here's how you do it. When you make a sound like ah, your tongue's kind of low in the front of your mouth, low in the middle, high up in the back. Ah, ah. When we change that to ah, your tongue position changes, so that the middle of your tongue is pointing towards the roof of your mouth, like arching towards the top, the roof. Ah, ah. Your jaw also drops down a little bit deeper. Ah, ah, ah. Folks, this is just a quick message to remind you to subscribe to the Accent Training Podcast. If you haven't already, you don't want to miss a second of this accent training experience, and you want to be updated whenever I've got new content out for you. So if you haven't subscribed, hit subscribe now. Let's talk about some of these ah and ah differences. Words like tap, top. Mass, moss. Rack, rock. Stack, stock. last lost. If you don't control your ah sounds, you're bound to mix up words like those pairs there every now and then. Let's put this ah into a handful of idioms, however, so that you can start to get a better ear for it. Have a blast. Have a blast. Have a blast. Not have a blast, but have a blast. This means to have a very fun time. To enjoy yourself. I had a blast at Six Flags. I had a blast at Six Flags. Here's another good one. One that I really like. To catch some flack. What do you suppose that means? To catch some flack. Well, that means to be criticized. To have people judge you for things that you're saying, things that you're doing. Such as saying, this guy catches a lot of flack for the awkward jokes he makes. Catches flack. Ah. So those are three of the most common A sounds that you're going to hear. A, ah, ah. I want to take it up a notch now and show you what happens when A is transitioning to a nasal sound like N or M. When we have an A sound like ah, and it's followed by N or M, words like man or Sam. Stretch A out to sound like A-N, A-M. This is the American twang. This is something that requires the most muscle memory to develop, I find, of all the A sounds, A-N. But honestly, like when I start working with someone, if I notice that they make that A-N sound, it tells me that they have advanced English listening abilities. They know the difference between saying man and man. So compared to that pure vowel sound, like ah, short A changes every now and then when it's followed by N or M. The ah sound that we hear in the word mad changes to an a sound. For example, example. That's a prime example, huh? Man. Hand. Ask that man to give me a hand. What's happening here is we're transitioning from ah to n. That means that we lower the tongue in the back of your mouth. A, and then raise it in the front. N. A-n. Now, the other day I was explaining this to a student. My student said, whoa, okay, wait for a moment. I notice that you're going A-n, A-n, not I-n, I-n. I'm not saying my-n, high-end, example. I'm not saying that. May-n. And he said, why is that? Why aren't you going ah if this is supposed to be a short A? Now, what I told him is that the sound ah softens its position because it's transitioning to that N. And so we don't get iron, which uses a static, stronger position, but we move it, a-n, as we pronounce it. Iron, a-n. This softens your tongue's position, like in the back and in the middle. And it changes the sound to be more like eh, eh, an. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm just saying n, n. I'm not saying men, men, but Stretching that out, Mayan. So listen to the difference between a few words making that N and A-N sound. Mayan, men. Payan, pen. Jayum, gem. Now, the next difficulty that folks run into when I teach them this is they start to undercompensate the sound, and they start to make a sound like aim. So instead of saying man, they'll say main, main. As we saw in the beginning, that's a different sound. A and an are distinct. Ain, an. Mayan, main. Span, Spain. Stayin, stain. Now, one more quick exercise here to distinguish this an sound. Remember, we get an when a short a is followed by an n or an m. But in words where a is not followed by another vowel, we're going to get a. So repeat some words after me right now and listen closely to determine for yourself whether you're hearing a or an. Ran. Ma'am. Slap. Scandal. Taxi. Happen. Apple. Ample. Do you feel that difference? Do you notice the distinction between am and a? Good. Because next we're going to put this to work with just a handful of phrases which are going to involve people's names. People's names are their favorite sounds in any language. So if you say somebody's name in the way that they want it to be said, in the way that they listen for, you're going to have an easier time connecting with that person, my friend. Here are four phrases, each containing one male name with an A. Number one, Brandon. Brandon can't make it. Number two, Grant. Where does Grant stand on this issue? Where does Grant stand on this issue? Number three, Stanley. They won the Stanley Cup. They won the Stanley Cup. Number four, Samuel. It's a Samuel L. Jackson movie. It's a Samuel L. Jackson movie. And then after that, we've got some female names. Listen closely to four ladies' names with an A-N sound. Amanda has a plan. Amanda has a plan. Janice is visiting Canada. Sam isn't a fan of that jam. Did Pam understand well? A-N. A-M. is extremely commonly used in the American accent, and developing it for yourself will give you a distinct American sound, which most non-native speakers don't even know exists. Like, most non-native speakers don't do this because they don't even know that they should be doing this. Now, not only do you know that you should be doing this, but you know how to do it to a high degree of proficiency. You know how to do it in slow motion, which if you repeat these exercises in slow motion, your muscles will adjust, and then you'll be able to do it at a quicker, more natural pace in no time. Well, that brings us to wrapping up the four major A sounds that you're going to come across. It's going to sound like A, ah, ah, and an. It all depends on the spelling of the word. It depends on A's placement in the word, and it depends on the letters around it. A changes its sound if there's a vowel beside A. It's going to sound like A. If A has an R after it, you're going to hear the sound R. If A has a W before it, it's going to sound like wah. If A's in a word with no other vowels around it, and no W, and no R, it's going to sound like ah. And then if A is followed by an N, and there's no vowels around it, it's going to sound like an. Now that may sound like a lot of rules to remember. But the important thing here is that we're not focusing on memorizing this. We're focusing on training your muscles to do this effortlessly. Now, luckily for you, you're listening to the Accent Training Podcast. And I do have episodes that I've already created in the past covering each of these sounds to help your muscles develop them effectively. So if you feel like it's important for you to develop any of those sounds like A, ah, ah, an, to a higher degree, find the corresponding link in the description of this episode, check it out, and strengthen your muscle memory. Well, we're going to wrap this one up for today, folks, so I want you to make sure that you don't miss a second of the accent training experience in the future, that you are updated as soon as I've got new episodes available for you. Because as you can see, I try to keep as consistent as possible, but there's a lot going on, folks. You know, sometimes I can get out 2 a week, sometimes 1 a week. Rest assured, there's always going to be something new coming your way. And if you're following this podcast, then you'll be updated and ready with that new language lesson as soon as I've got it available for you. So hit follow so that you don't miss a second of this, and have a good one, folks.